I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking to Alexander Lubotsky, who will be giving the colloquium lectures this year, or 2011, at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in New Orleans. And the title of the lectures are Expander Graphs in Pure and Applied Mathematics. So, Alex, could you tell us a little bit about the lectures?
Yeah. The subject of expander graphs actually started its origin in computer science somehow in the late 60s. The notion was defined by a Russian mathematician called Pinsker, though some people now claim that it really goes back even to Kolmogorov earlier. But anyway, somehow in the literature, it started with Pinsker, who needed them in order to construct various communication networks. And the challenge was to find graphs with some very special properties, which on one end are very much connected, but on the other end, the degree of regularity of every vertex is small. So somehow you want to be very efficient. You want the graph, or if you want to think about the communication system, to be very, very much connected. On the other end, you want to save money and not to connect every node with every node. And somehow there is a precise mathematical formulation. And Pinsker was able to show that such graphs exist. And he did it in an interesting way. He did it using methods of Erdos, this Hungarian, a legendary mathematician, developed what's called random graph theory. Basically, what you prove that if you will pick up a graph at random, it will satisfy the condition, but it's very difficult to prove that indeed it satisfies. You know, I mean, we are talking about huge graph, very large, and the question is, can we check that they really, we know that it's a good chance that they do it, but do they really do it? And somehow it became very desirable to have constructions which you really know that what you get really satisfies this condition, also for practical applications. And that was kind of an amazing story here that suddenly the first one to do this was Margulis, the famous Fields medalist, who worked at that time for Institute for Information Transmissions in Moscow, and he heard about it, and you know, they didn't find him good enough to get a position at the University of Moscow, because at that time, well, there was a huge anti-Semitism in Russia, and he was Jewish, and if he heard about the problem, and he related it to his main area of activity, which is Lie groups and then representation theory, and he used Kasdan property T to give a solution to the problem. Later on, Peter Sarnak, Ralph Phillips, and I, and independently Margulis, gave an even better solution, providing some optimal expander using another area of very deep mathematics, using what is called Ramanujan conjecture, which was really proved by Deligne. And all these works, which came from different areas, suddenly solved this computer science problem. This created a lot of excitement and interface somehow and connection between areas of combinatorics and computer science and some areas of deep mathematics. Are you with me?
Oh, yes.
Now, and there have been some more development kind of this was like in the late 80s and in the 90s. Now, I will mention these part of the history in my talk, but I want to dedicate most of my talk to development of the last decade, which kind of interesting were in the other direction. Namely, in a way, I can say that once in the first 20 years of the subject, the pure mathematics helped very much the computer scientists, suddenly there is a trend in the other direction, and the expander graph start to play a role in pure mathematics, in several areas of pure mathematics. For example, work of Sarnak and Bourgain and Gambord showed a development of what is called now the affine sieve. The affine sieve is the kind of a non-commutative version of the famous Dirichlet theorem on primes along arithmetic progression. I will not formulate it now in a technical way, but somehow you can formulate something which is the far-reaching extension of that classical theorem, which is kind of a pure theorem in number theory, and surprisingly, the proof needs this expander graph as a crucial ingredient in the proof. A different direction is in group theory, in finite simple group and as well as in infinite group. An even more surprising direction is in geometry. There are applications of expander graphs toward the conjecture of Thurston about three manifolds. So somehow there is a kind of an excitement that, again, brings connection between several areas of mathematics and computer science together, where one influences the other, and it works in really both directions. That's what I find kind of interesting as a story for a general audience, even for people who are not really working in any of these specific areas.
So that is an interesting history. Thanks for giving us all that background. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the addresses?
No, basically this is kind of the big message. I mean, of course, I can say more technical things, but I will try. I know that this is a conference for a very wide audience and not for experts in none of these sub-areas. So I will try really to talk for a very wide audience, and I will try to give the background, without going too much to technicalities.
That's Alex Lubotsky, who will be giving the colloquium lectures at the 2011 Joint Math Meetings in New Orleans. In part two, we'll talk about his experiences in the Israeli parliament, the Knesset.